His eyes, which were pale brown in color and not at all large, were slightly crossed, the left eye more than the right. They were not crossed enough to be disfiguring or even to be necessarily noticeable at first glance. They were crossed just enough to be mentioned, and only in context with the fact that one might have thought long and seriously before wishing them straighter, or deeper, or browner, or wider set. His face, just as it was, carried the impact, however oblique and slow-traveling, of real beauty.
"I want you to get down off that bag now. How many times do you want me to tell you?"
Mr. McArdle said. "Stay exactly where you are, darling," said Mrs. McArdle, who evidently had a little trouble with her sinuses early in the morning. Her eyes were open, but only just. "Don't move the tiniest part of an inch." She was lying on her right side, her face on the pillow turned left toward Teddy and the porthole, her back to her husband. Her second sheet was drawn tight over her very probably nude body, enclosing her, arms and all, up to the chin. "Jump up and down," she said, and closed her eyes. "Crush Daddy's bag."
"That's a Jesus brilliant thing to say," Mr. McArdle said quietly, steadily, addressing the back of his wife's head. "I pay £22 for a bag, and I ask the boy civilly not to stand on it, and you tell him to jump up and down on it. What's that supposed to be? Funny?"
"If that bag can't support a 10-year-old boy who's £13 underweight for his age, I don't want it in my cabin." Mr. McArdle abruptly propped himself up on one elbow and squashed out his cigarette stub on the glass top of the night table.
"One of these days," he began grimly.
"One of these days, you're going to have a tragic, tragic heart attack," Mrs. McArdle said with a minimum of energy. Without bringing her arms into the open, she drew her top sheet more tightly around and under her body. "There'll be a small, tasteful funeral, and everybody's going to ask who that attractive woman is in the red dress, sitting there in the first row, flirting with the organist and making a holy..."
"You're so goddamn funny, it isn't even funny,"